In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's interesting today because we have a gospel passage which is one that is clearly interpreted in different ways by the Holy Fathers. I believe it's St. John Chrysostom who talks about this lawyer who came to Jesus as being someone who was really desperately seeking, honestly seeking, had a clean heart, and was someone who was just looking for a word from the Lord to instruct him on how he should proceed in his spiritual life. St. Cyril of Alexandria, however, is having none of it. He doesn't believe that this lawyer is up to any good whatsoever. He thinks that, well, first of all, he's a lawyer, okay? Second of all, a lawyer back then meant that he knew the law of Moses, that he was very familiar with it, that he knew everything about it, inside and out. And so when he was coming to the Lord, he was actually coming with a lot of pride and saying, you know, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the Lord knows this right away, what he's up to. He knows that he's not being very honest in his coming to the Lord to begin with. And so, he says to him, well, what, you know the law. What does it say? What should you do? Well, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And the Lord agrees with him. Okay, you're a lawyer. You know the law. Well, go do it. You know, what's the problem here? You know what the answer is. But this guy, because it says in the gospel, because he's willing to justify himself, okay, in other words, his pride is going before him, and he's saying, well, who is my neighbor? But I don't think he said it like that, because this man was exalting himself. He was someone who knew more about the law than everyone else. He was very prideful in that. I think it was more of, well, who is my neighbor? Okay? And that emphasis is a little different. And so the Lord comes up with this fantastic parable that we all know and love about a man who was beaten and robbed and left for dead on the road, and three different personages come by him, and one was a priest and one was a Levite, and both of those had very great dignities associated with them, and one passed by on the other side and one just didn't want to have anything to do with him. And yet the Samaritan, of course, who was outside of the house of Israel, saw the man, bound up his wounds, poured oil on them, took him to an inn, put him up for the night, and said, look, I'll pay for this. And in fact, if he needs anything else, I'll pay for it when I get back. And then the Lord says to the man, okay, which of these did the right thing? And the lawyer rightly answered, the last one did. And then Jesus says, yes, go and do likewise. And St. Cyril comments, because it was a priest and because it was a Levite, that even though they had high positions, that without this love of neighbor, none of those positions mattered. It was as if their titles had been stripped from them, that they were simply no good. Priest, Levite, you would be judged even harsher because you didn't have the law of love in your heart. You didn't have charity for your neighbor, which is what the Lord is constantly calling on us to have. St. Cyril knows this. He knows this very well. And he says, look, positions don't mean anything. Titles don't mean anything. And of course, St. Cyril himself was Patriarch of Alexandria, perhaps the richest, most influential city in the world at that time. And so he was very aware of the own title that he had. But he was saying, even myself, you know, I may lead this Church of Alexandria, but if I don't have love for my neighbor, I'm no good. I'm just a walking shell up here, not doing anything. And so St. Cyril goes on and says, you know, because we talk about faith so much, and in fact, we hear in St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians today, you know, about faith. By faith you are saved through grace. He says that twice in this epistle. And St. Cyril says, but you've got to understand that faith is completely inactive without you doing the things that the Lord tells you to do. And in fact, towards the end of the epistle, I think it's very important because we often skim by some things in Scripture when we become too familiar with it, you know. We read it, we're not thinking about it. We miss little important parts that may stick up in our minds, you know. And one of these is that we are to walk in the works which God has prepared for us. Does anyone ever think about that? I mean, we all think about our calling as Orthodox Christians, about the faith that we should have, the love we should have, even helping our neighbor, all these sorts of things. But do we ever think that God has prepared works for us that we should embrace, that we should walk in? And in fact, that Greek word talking about walking actually refers to walk all about, it says. In other words, the entire span of your life, walk all about, doing these works that God has asked you to do. And we may not know what those are. It's not always, you know, evident in our day-to-day lives. Sometimes we get surprised by things. Most of the time, when the, you know, the rubber really meets the road, is those times when there are works that God is calling us to, and we're missing it. We're ignoring it. We don't see it. It's right in front of us. We dismiss it. You know, well, this person, I happened to hear when I was on a conference call or something that this person needed something, but I'm sure somebody else will take care of it. You know, it's easy to kind of skim over that. Well, you know, there's a need, but, you know, all these people are around. They'll handle it for sure. I don't have to worry about it. Perhaps those are the very works that God is calling you to do. Perhaps these are the ones that He has laid in front of you from the foundation of the world that you should walk of them, and instead you're stepping over them. It's something to keep in mind because too often we're not aware of the circumstances in which we find ourselves or in the circumstances of other people that may have a need that we don't know about. Perhaps if we had inquired further, we would have found out about it. Perhaps if we had known that the other 50 people that heard about this need also was thinking the same thing we were thinking, that someone else would handle it, and so we let it go. But the point of it all is that these works that the Lord speaks of us walking in are as sacred as any faith ever was. And they are as important as any faith ever was. Faith alone, which is not found anywhere in the Scriptures, faith alone is not going to get you anything. Okay? It's the first step. It's the first step. And of course, it's very important. The Lord talks many times about faith in the Gospels to different people. Go, your faith has saved you. But He also talks about the doing of these other things, like we heard in the Beatitudes today, which is the foundational message of all spiritual life in the church. When we listen to those Beatitudes, the Beatitudes are referring to people that have done something, that have achieved something, that are pure in heart, that are peacemakers, that are accepting revilement for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. All of these things show that we must be in action while we are here on earth. That we can't just sit back and glory in the fact that somehow we are Orthodox Christians and we've got the fullness of truth and that's all we need. That's wrong. That's completely wrong. And if we ever had it pointed out to us more clearly, it would not have gone beyond what the Lord said to us in the parable today. Because He mentions those pillars of Israel, the priesthood, the Levites, but yet it's the despised Samaritan. Once again, how many times have I talked about this in sermons? The Samaritans were so despised, and every time you hear about them in the Gospels, they are elevated, they are exalted. They're the team you want to be on, okay? Because the Samaritans are the ones that end up doing the right thing, even though they didn't have the faith, even though they didn't have the promises, they were responding to what was written in their hearts, as St. Paul says in Romans. That's That's what the essence of this was all about. And so we need to go out from here. We need to go into the world. We need to put the faith in action. Because you know what? Even if your faith is weak, there's times for all of us when it's weak, if we're honest with ourselves. Even when your faith is weak, if you know enough to put something in action, if you start doing what you should do, so often the faith returns. The faith will follow. It will come back to you simply by putting the things that you know you should be doing into action. Because the two are like this, okay? They're absolutely bound together. You can't separate them. You can't talk about one without the other. So many Christians don't understand that today. This was never an issue in Orthodoxy, faith and works. We've always known how the synergy of both go together and how God grants one and blesses the other, and then blesses the other and then grants one. It's so reciprocal. It's so integrated. These are the things that we need to do. These are the things that define us as Christians, that make Christ come alive in our hearts, that enable us to dream dreams and see visions, that enable us to heal the sick, that enable us to do all these things to help other people that by our own power would never be possible, but by the power of God, it is possible. So think of that poor, lowly Samaritan and put yourself in their place today and see what they did and follow what they did and understand that the Lord blessed them outside of the household of faith. How much more will He bless those that are inside the house of faith for doing these very same things? Amen.